As the House moves closer to impeaching President Trump, members of the Senate today questioned the Justice Department Inspector General about the origins of the FBI's Russia probe. DOJ Inspector General Michael Horowitz's report found no evidence that the FBI's investigation of the Trump campaign was politically motivated. But he also told the Senate Judiciary Committee today that there were significant errors in the FBI's investigation.
Although we did not find documentary or testimonial evidence of intentional misconduct, we also did not receive satisfactory explanations for any of the errors or omissions we identified.
Meanwhile, the House Judiciary Committee is expected to convene at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tonight to begin finalizing the articles of impeachment before a vote of the full House, likely next week. Phil Ewing joins us now to discuss all of this. He's election security editor for NPR. And Phil, Horowitz looked into the FBI's investigation of that 2016 Trump campaign and possible ties with Russia. Republicans have highlighted that the FBI's serious performance failures, as detailed by Horowitz. What's been their line of questioning?
They want to drill down very closely on one specific part of the FBI investigation, the surveillance that officials conducted on a one-time junior foreign policy aide to Trump named Carter Page, who was the subject of a number of renewals by the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court from 2016 and into 2017. And what Horowitz discovered was, as you mentioned, there were many problems with errors of fact and omission and practices by the FBI and the Justice Department in getting and then sustaining that surveillance. The chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Lindsey Graham, has drilled down very strongly on that as part of what's been a years-long effort by him and the president and their supporters to tear down federal law enforcement, the Justice Department and the FBI. In their view, the problems with that case are emblematic of wider problems with the FBI and the Justice Department, and that's been a leitmotif for some time.
Yeah, I want to ask you about Attorney General William Barr. He's attacked this report several times in the past couple of days. What impact do you believe his comments had on today's hearing?
Well, the ranking member, Senator Dianne Feinstein of California, asked Horowitz, the inspector general, about those comments. And he said that he didn't have any undue influence from the attorney general before submitting this report. But he also restated that he believed there was an appropriate predication, as he said, for the FBI in 2016 to open the investigation into the Russian attack on the 2016 election. I mean, there really was an attack. There really was skullduggery that took place, which has been uncovered by investigators and has been the subject of so much focus since then. If Senator Graham focused on the details here about the Page story, the Carter Page story, Senator Feinstein and the Democrats want to talk about the big picture, that this really was an attack, that it really was Russia and not another nation has become the subject of controversy more recently here in Washington, and that the FBI and the Justice Department and other intelligence agencies were justified in responding to the information they were getting in 2016 and trying to figure out what was happening and then report about it to Congress and the American people as they have.
Yeah, you've mentioned the committee's ranking member, Senator Dianne Feinstein, and Democrats have focused on the conclusion that Horowitz found no evidence of political bias or improper motivation. Let's hear what she had to say.
I believe strongly that it's time to move on from the false claims of political bias. And those who showed great interest in the question of politically motivated investigations against President Trump should show the same concern about politically motivated investigations requested by the president or his attorney general.
Is this hearing today likely to bring any clarity to the ultimate point of this report? Are we just talking past each other, Republicans and Democrats?
The answer to your first question is no, among other reasons, because there are pages from the Horowitz report that are redacted. And so there are still things about the story about Carter Page, for example, that we do not know because they are continuing to be withheld by the government. The other question, which Senator Feinstein alluded to in those comments you played, is that there's another report about the investigation still pending from the Justice Department. Connecticut U.S. Attorney John Durham has been asked to do his own look at this. He's already said in an unusual statement when Horowitz is report came out that he disagrees with some of the things that are in that report. So we have a whole other chapter of litigating about this to look forward to whenever Durham's work is complete.
Okay, my last question with you for the few seconds that I have with you. The markup of the impeachment articles begin tonight. What are you watching for?
Well, that's going to be a normal process, but also very contentious. All legislation, whether it's naming post offices or impeaching the president, has to go through the same practice. So Democrats want it to be by the book, but we expect minority Republicans on the committee to make it as painful and draw it out as long as possible with procedural motions and other attempts to delay it.
That's Phil Ewing, election security editor for NPR. Thank you, Phil.
Thank you.